Blog Talk Radio.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Yeah.
Is it baseless? I never made love, no, I never did. Would have soon know how to fuck, I'd be a bad girl, a pussy. I can't promise that I'll be good to you.
Girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want a smart nigga. Cali girls all wanna thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need. Gotta thank for a queen who don't wanna leave. I ain't about to judge you, no judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your ass feet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the show. This is Mr. Evan Brooks. Sorry about the delay right there. Had some technical issues right there, but I'm here. We're ready to do the show. I'm ready to start off. I wanted to play my song, get it going. I like to ride out on that all the time when I'm in my car. So if you hear that, you might see me. That might be the signal, like the bat signal right there. Anyway, I digress. What this show talks about is the things as far as injustices that we have, as far as dealing with politics, race politics, dealing with civil rights, dealing with those issues as well too, and also dealing with the things that involves our eternal struggles as far as relationships at home, you know, dating scene, things that matter to us the most. Been doing the show since 2008 and it's been pretty strong. Took a couple of seasons off, but like I say, I want to start gearing the show back towards doing a Sunday shows. It used to be on Sundays, people call in a lot. So I know some people are like, what happened to you? Well, I went away, had to take care of some work. This ain't my only job. I had to take care of some work and make sure things go right. And I want to get things out. I have a lot on my mind. I tell people this, and people shake their head, but we got to stop shaking our head and start taking action. We have to look at the people who represent us and this thing you call Congress, the legislative, because you got to be careful. These people right here are saying one thing, and then if you don't pay attention, and what we do as Americans, we typically don't pay attention. We don't follow our politics like we used to. Some people came and name who represents them in their own county, and that's bad. You know, people look at the president and say, hey, it's just all his fault. You got to get through some people. It's like a chain of command. You got to get through some people before you start going for him. Yeah, he's overall responsible in most things, but stuff that affects you the most is on a lower level. And we're going to talk about that. I want to inform you. I want to educate you. I want you to be able to be responsible on these decisions. A lot of people just say, okay, I don't care. But then when stuff starts to hit the fan and you're like, hey, what happened? Oh, you didn't know about that? That's been in law. And I have people do that. And I get irritated about that. You can't sit there. I think that's how we, I think a lot of people treat it as if we're supposed to be a little sheep and the shepherd is the government or whatever. And they tell us what to do and it's okay. But we got to get out of that autopilot mind frame, because If you want to be spoon-fed and then complain, that's your fault. But if you take action and you get it out and you take a part, the thing of it comes down to is, what are you doing to make a difference? What are you doing to make yourself better? If you're not doing anything but you're complaining, then I have no pity for you. I have no pity for people like that. But I digress. I'm going to talk about what's going on for today's show, because that's what people came here for, and this is what we're going to talk about. So the number is 646-716-7911. This is a live show again. You're welcome to call in. I'll bring you in once I lay everything out, so you're welcome to call in. The number again is 646-716-7911. Excuse me, I'm getting over a little cold here. But let me read you the synopsis to the story. The real deal about Obamacare and what it means for you. What lies ahead for the U.S. for health care for the nation. Government shutdown, resistance of change in our country. Well, hey, you're here today to listen to what's going on. So right now, you already seen, if you haven't known about it, Obamacare is the Affordable Care Act. It was signed. It's been upheld by the Supreme Court. So ain't nothing about passing it. The problem that you're seeing now, folks, is that you have people where our budget is supposed to be coming up around October, early October, 5 days before they actually sign up for the act. You know, if you want to enroll into it, it's October 1st, and it kicks in January. But the thing is, you have people in Congress that want to hold it up and say, we're not going to pass it. We want these things to be passed. We want the debt limit, the debt ceiling to be raised. As you know, through two wars, through that whole bailout that we had to deal with in 2006, 2007 with big countries, I mean not big countries, but big businesses, and we helped out a few countries too, it has put us in a hole. We don't make things like we used to. We don't manufacture things like we used to. So we're in a tight situation, tight-knit situation. I mean, we got to put a clamp down. But you know how if you got, you know, $5 and the meal's $3 and you want to buy some other stuff, you know, you're hurting. The whole situation that we're dealing with now is trying to help everyone. 48 million people, 48 million Americans are without insurance. This is not no made-up statistic. This is fact. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know about your religion's background. I have a Christian background. But you got some of these people out here that's representing their state. They're going off of this so-called, I'm representing the people. I don't think that's true. I think that's crock of shit, to be honest with you. I think they're representing the pharmaceuticals and some of these big business areas. Because with this whole situation, because let's look at it at a money standpoint. You know, if an insurance company offers you insurance at your business or place that you work at, and it's so high that you can't pay for it, this is another option. Now, a lot of people are sitting there saying, well, oh, you know, the whole government's going to be in the middle of the doctors and stuff. But I want to solve that right now. I want to break that down for you and explain what this all means to you in the lamest terms that I can, and what this whole fuss is about. Because you need to be aware, the people that's in the X-Ride generation, you particularly need to be aware, because this is going to work for you as far as helping getting this thing rolled around. Because we're the ones just coming out of school, we're the ones coming off our parents' insurance, you know. I don't know about you, but I don't like barebacking around here and getting stuck, getting sick, and then I have to pay a $10,000 medical bill. I have folks that I know that's got operations that they did cost $60,000. I don't know about any of y'all. I don't have $60,000 laying around like that. I don't have it made like that. You know, a lot of people think I do, but I don't. So let's get into it. Affordable Health Care Act puts consumers back in charge of their health care plans. Under the law, a new patient bills of rights gives the American people the stability and the flexibility they need to inform choices about their health. Okay, so with coverage, key points for coverage is ends pre-existing conditions, exclusions for kids. Health plans can no longer limit or deny benefits to kids under 19 due to pre-existing conditions. So if you're born with, let's say, epilepsy, I have a friend that particularly got that, you know, that find it, and you're trying to roll him in, some insurance companies would not accept that person. They'd be like, I'm sorry, he's not coming on, or you got to pay more, which is unfair. Keeps young adults covered. If you're under 26, you may be eligible to cover underneath your parents' health plan. Some companies don't offer that. They say, hey, your kid's not in school. Hey, goodbye. And so, arbitrary, draw some insurance covers. Insurers can no longer cancel your coverage just because you made an honest mistake. Guarantees your right to appeal. You now have a right to ask that you plan to reconsider its denial of payment. So, it's going to cost. Because that's what a lot of people, well, it's costing. Because I know a lot of people saying that's another issue right here. Well, cost. And it's lifetime limits on coverage. Lifetime limits on most benefits are banned for all new health insurance plans. Renewal, reviews, premium increases. Insurance companies must now publicly justify any unreasonable rate hike. So they can't sit there and do a pimp game on you as far as, hey, by the way, we're going to bump up your stuff, but we're not going to publish it. That's got to be put out with this. So, and I told you this is about a money game right here. Some of these folks don't want you to have this. Help you get the most from your premium dollars. Your premium dollars must be spent primarily on health care, not administrative costs. Because a lot of stuff they say, well, we need to do this for processing, paperwork, supplies, pencils, things like that. And we have to make it right. They tell you that. They might not. They put administrative costs, but that's what they're saying. So really, the money should be for the person that needs to get taken care of. So, as I digress, the care covers preventive care at no cost to you. You may be eligible for recommended preventive health services, no copayment. And this is particularly for... Let's say women. Women get more checkups than men do. I mean, a lot of checkups, and they get charged more, and that's not fair. Why should women get charged more? And some people, well, they get checked more. No, that's not right. I mean, that's kind of discriminatory. You know, like, yes, they have to get checkups. Men have to get checkups later on in life as far as the prostate, any other things. I mean, as far as military go, you have routine checkups regardless, too, at certain times. You know, they check for HIV, they check for tuberculosis, they check for different items, you know. They have to do these things to make sure everyone's good to go. So I don't see what the problem is for preventive maintenance. It's just like you doing preventive maintenance on your car. You ain't going to sit there and ride a car until the wheels fall off, right? You're going to make sure your car is ready to go because that's your investment right there. That's the thing that's going to get you going. And if you get sick, you get fucked up, honestly, you out of work. And then you out of work, you don't get no money. You don't get no money, more like you don't take care of the stuff that's at home, or you get fired, and that makes things more worse than what it seems to be. Okay. Protects your choice of doctors. This is what one thing that really kicked to my attention. Choose the primary care doctor you want from your plan's network. Let me say that again. Let me get that through your skulls. Protects your choice of doctors. Choose the primary care doctor you want from your plan's network. So the government's not directing you, take this doctor, take that. It depends on your coverage and what your network is. Just like any plan that you would normally have where they give you a network of doctors. Removes insurance company barriers to emergency services. You can seek emergency care at a hospital outside of your health care plan's network. And that's the most important thing. Just to say, anything can happen, guys. Anything can happen to you. No one can tell the future and say, well, nothing's going to happen to me. No, it can happen to you. Things can happen. I remember one time I got in a car accident. I didn't know I could do that. I'm a pretty good driver, but I had to get rushed to emergency room. You know, some situations, your coverage that you might have now will be like, nope. You need to go to this doctor. If it's a life and death situation, and this has happened, there's been reported cases of that, they will not admit you. They will not admit you to go to this particular hospital because it's not covering your insurance. They will send you back out, and people have died like that. If you think I'm lying, you look it up. honest truth, especially in New York. So, you know, how low is this plan for the consumer? From what we've been told and what has been going on, this plan can start as low as below $100. It depends on what level you want. So it depends on it. And I believe it goes from bronze to platinum on the plans. And, you know, platinum being the highest, bronze being the lowest. And then you have deductibles. So it's like you have deductible on your car insurance. You know, you get this plan, you pay into it monthly. Something happens to you, whatever, you pay your deductible. If you go past your deductible, it's covered. I don't know about you, but that's a good deal. Because some insurance companies won't make it like that. Yes, there are some kicks to it. You know, some people, I can't make that. Well, we got to think about that. I look at it like this, especially for the people that really is going to affect. 48 million Americans. You got kids. You have people that's coming out of school in a situation where they don't have insurance. They go have to go through a temp agency. I went through a temp agency when I first came out of college. I went through a temp agency. I ain't gonna lie about it. I went to a temp agency, and I was not on insurance for a period of time. I was basically barebacking it, I call it. And everyone knows what barebacking is. That means going up in something raw with no condom, basically, well, you know, a prostitute or whatever. And you don't know what's going to happen. Then at the situation, when that happens, you you find that you got something too late. I'm sorry. It's too late now. With a situation like that, that was dangerous. But, well, if I had a Deco, to be exact. Well, a Deco with the insurance, they was wanting to go ahead and put me down for Cobra. Cobra cost about $600 a month. You only making $12 an hour. Up to a maximum of $14 an hour, really. And so you got rent. You paying rent by yourself. I don't have any kids. I was single at the time. You think I'm going to be paying $600 a month? That's in our back of our head. You think I'm really going to pay that much on something that might or might not even happen? Unfortunately, fortunately, I didn't have any trouble. I got hired on with the other company full time with their benefits. But still, that's ridiculous. You shouldn't have to be faced with a situation like that. So I know the question that you're saying yourself, why are the GOP so upset with this law? Yes, affordable health care is, like I said again, it's a law which was upheld by the Supreme Court. So if you call up here talking crazy to me saying, no, it's not, it is a law. We can go back and forth. I will hang up on you. Number is 646-716-7911. Again, 646-716-7911. So the problem that they have is that it's not that it won't benefit the people, particularly the XY generation. You know, these people that's in a early 20s to their 30s now or whatever. It can work. It will work. The more people that's underneath the plan, the less it's going to cost, because once you get a network of people, you can lower the cost of it. Because all it is, like I said, people putting their money into this. And a lot of people say, I don't understand, I don't think it's fair, things like that. I say, well, I don't think it's fair that you need to walk around in a nation, supposed to be the richest nation in the world, with no damn health care. You know, when we look at the ranks of health care, we're at the bottom of the list. We're like 38. Probably lower than that right now. With this also, health care costs is going to start going down. As the years are going on, health care costs is rising and rising and rising. And due to that reason that it was rising also is that a lot of baby boomers are retiring. They're in the age of where they're in the late 60s, early mid-70s. And they're retiring. You know, they're getting older and got to go to the doctor, things like that. And you got other people who are not taking care of themselves. And you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that could be changed for preventive maintenance. You know, first off, let's get rid of all this crap that we have in our food. That's one thing, because a lot of people keep eating junk, and they sell it. It's worse than selling crack, in my honest opinion. If I keep feeding you cheeseburgers and you keep coming there and you can't get your ass out of bed, you can't wipe your ass, you can't wash your ass, things like that, and you having these heart issues, things like that. But, oh, yeah, I don't have any insurance. guess what that cost comes down to? Back to us. With this whole thing, there's no excuse where you can't go there for preventive maintenance to get your checkup and see if everything's okay with you. They don't want you to get this because they know this will work. You know, who I'm saying who don't want you to get, look at Ted Cruz. He went up there for 21 hours. If you weren't paying attention on C-SPAN, you could see it on Politics Nation Fox, up there reading Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham. And he got, you know, I don't even want to go back into that story, but he was like, try it. The whole character did want to try. And once they tried the Green Eggs and Ham, they were like, I really do like Green Eggs and Ham. So I'm like, you know, he needs to flip the script. Why don't you try this Obamacare? Why don't you try it? I know it can work. If you look at the statistics of it, it will work. Now, I know not all 48 million Americans are going to fall right over on it day one. It's going to take a while. It's going to take years before people can get on it and be like, okay, I like it. Because, first off, some people don't have a job. Now, let's think about that. It could be case-by-case basis where people can get onto the system for a little bit, kind of like how you do unemployment. If you get an unemployment check, they put you on there for about 36, 38 weeks and so you can get a job, and they give you money because, you know, they're not going to let you sit out there with no chance. But once you get a job, they cut off the check. I can see something like that happen on case-by-case, so that's why I say it's not a perfect fix, but it's something better than what we have, which is nothing. It's like you're all on your own, and that's not based off just capitalist system. It's based off of a greedy system. You know, you have a lot of people that sit here, and these insurance companies have come up with anything. This is a bad idea. This and because they know they're gonna get their asses handed to them because they've been ripping off a lot of people. You got to realize that a lot of people have been getting screwed over for a long time, and people have lost their lives over it, where they're not able to afford certain things. And I'd be damned that nothing like that would happen. You know, I don't want that to happen to anyone. But that's why I want y'all to be aware of what's going on in your surroundings. Okay. One thing that you want to point out that you need to know is that once you sign up October 1st, it kicks in January. A lot of countries, and what they don't point out is one important fact. A lot of countries that was in a war like the Great Second War, World War II, United Kingdom, France, you have places like Canada, Denmark, they have free health care. Yes, the taxes are slightly higher, but they guarantee to all their citizens that you don't have to worry about it. We'll cover you. Yes, you're going to be paying taxes, but on the end that we owe you, you're going to get the best facilities. You know, you're going to get taken care of. Now, the president could have came off with that with universal health care, but if you look back in the 90s when President Clinton's wife was trying to push that button right there, a lot of people were knocking her down and didn't get through. And he understood it. He talked to the president. He talked to Mrs. Clinton and looked at that and said, okay, why don't we do something better? What they don't tell you and what they won't hint about is that this wasn't a Democratic plan. This was a Republican idea plan by his competitor, the person that was trying to run for office to take his position, Governor Mitt Romney, former Governor Mitt Romney of Massachusetts. He used this plan in the state of Massachusetts when he was governor, and it was successful. That's why if you watch the debates and go back on YouTube and look at the debates, the president kept going back on, like, okay, why doesn't it work? It worked in your state. You know, he came up with these figurative costs, oh, it was fraud and this and that, but there was no concrete evidence of that. It wasn't where it was so high that a lot of people was just going in there faking it, you know, trying to rip off the system. Just like how they're doing voting fraud. It's not so great as those numbers as they try to make it seem out to be, where it can shift the balance of power. So it was a Republican idea that he did on the statewide level, and it worked in the state of Massachusetts. If you go over there in the state of Massachusetts, you can talk to those people. You can talk to people, and they can tell you, yeah, it worked. Some people sit there and complain because they might have some inside motive for it. So you got to be careful what people say. Now, if you went to UK, France, any of those countries that I listen and say, what if your government took your health care system? Would you be all right there? That probably cuss you out and ask you, are you an idiot? Just be honest with you. How would you feel if someone took your insurance coverage? I mean, those people are entitled to that. It should be the same way, but with our situation right there, it's the next best thing. And not everyone has to sign up for it. If you already got your insurance, you can still look at this option and say, I want this option, I don't want this option. But it's better yet, it's really geared, I think, ideally for entrepreneurs, people who have their own businesses, who don't have that company that say, hey, we'll pay for some of your insurance. Because that's what some businesses do. When I used to sell insurance, a lot of businesses will have their employees get onto the insurance that they offer at the business that they work to and give them some type of discount for it, because if they go out on their own, it's going to be higher. Some people do private insurance. This is not making you get a gun to your head and say you're going to get this insurance. It's an option to you. But I would behoove you to get that, to get the insurance. Well, look at the material. Once we have that material in hand, I will do another show and explain what the material says as far as what plan includes what. Because you got to be a fool, like my mom would say, you got to be a fool, a damn fool at that, to walk around with no insurance and your ass get popped. Because you see all this stuff that's going on. Look at the madness in our country right now. People getting shot because they looking out the window and they survive. And you're like, okay, damn, I should have died. What the heaven, hell. You know, this bill right here, it's killing me right now as we speak while I'm in a hospital. You don't want to be in a situation like that. You want to be able to have the option. You need to have options. That's one thing I tell people in life. You want to have options. You don't want to have one set thing and then something happens, because nothing's guaranteed in life. That's why you should be able to move back and forth to have an option. The DMV gives you no option. You know how the DMV is. If you're in the military and you got to go to an ID processing center, they give you no options. It's just this one thing that you have to do. If you got to go to register your plates, like I had to go to North Carolina to get my new registration information posted, I had no option. I had to go to this one place for this one county, no option, long-ass line. Do you want to have it, or do you want to have options? You need to have options. That way no one can do anything or manipulate you and force you to go one way. You don't want to be kind of like a check valve, as people say, going one direction. You want to be able to go back and forth to wherever you need to go to. I digress. But, you know, the party not trying to come to any consensus to help people who are having these issues, the people who work hard for their money and need help to protect their families. That's the GOP. The GOP want to hold up and say, well, we're going to shut down a government. It only going to hurt y'all. It won't hurt the Democrats. That's the thing I don't understand. You have some people still saying it. Ted Cruz stood there with a fake-ass filibuster trying to start stuff. It didn't work. So you got to be aware of that as well, too. Don't fall for what he's doing. This guy is trying to run for 2016. Ted Cruz is not really interested in what people have to say. He's only interested in what a particular group of people saying, not what is envisioned for all Americans. And so the whole concept of this for America, for the people, the president is looking at the whole pie in the picture. Ted Cruz is looking at one thing and reaching out to the Tea Party members. And you remember the Tea Party members, particularly people in Florida remember the Tea Party members. These people are crazier than cat shit. So you got to be honest with yourself. You want to be real. Like, do you want these people to represent you? If you really want people to represent you like that, I'm going to tell you, you might as well go ahead and go to another country, because they're only going to have a short rank. People are going to get fed up with it. People are not falling for the bullshit like they did back in 2000, you know, 2004, 2000, you know. You have President Bush that promised one thing, got in there and did another thing. And in 2004, you know, we're already in two wars and no way to pay it out at the time. You got to think about that. I want you to take that in mind. You don't want to be in a situation where you don't have the full information. I'm not telling you to, oh, you know, all Republicans, because there's some that's like that. That makes no sense at all. And they're not going to get on this bandwagon. You have some Democrats that are just crazier than cat shit, too. I'm telling you, it's a look at the law, look at the act, and give it a shot. You know, once you have the information, don't go off what TV say. Don't go off this Uncle Sam bullshit ad where they got this pedophile looking at women doing pep smears and giving people a prospect check. Don't go for that. That's a commercial. You know, that's what they want you to do. They say, well, this generation is dumb enough. We ought to put it in a reality TV show. That's how they treat you. If you want people to treat you like second-class citizens, degrade you, make your value less than what it is, you know, be my guest. But I'm saying, up the standard. Stop accepting these excuses. Look for answers. Look for success. You know, in this whole situation with Obamacare, it's a law. Let's get past people's skull. And they want to hold up money because a lot of people are like, well, hold up. You got to think about it. Think about what the government pays for roads, you know. Think about plans, you know, the money that's supposed to be kicked out to people that's supposed to be cutting a check for disability, things like that. If they're holding up your money, you're going to feel the stick. You're not going to hear it. You're going to feel it. So I want you to take that in mind before you start following along with what Fox say or what CNN say. You look at what the federal budget consists of and them doing it. Honestly, I don't think they're going to hold up the budget because that's political suicide for their party. They just need to roll with the flow and shut the hell up, to be honest with you. They need to just go ahead, go with the budget, because if you go ahead and try to freeze the government, it's not going to do anything. And that's why other countries look at us like we're dumb as shit. I'm put that out to you. They look and say, damn, they doing this dumb shit. They just did this last year. And you notice we did this last year. Like, we got to be better than that. What they would probably do is what they did last year, extend it into a certain period and kick that can down the hill, because no one wants to really get down to the fact. The whole thing is that if you really want to cut down on budget, you need to go ahead and create jobs in America, manufacturing jobs like we used to have. We don't produce anything in here. We only retail. Tell me one good thing that we make here that's at abundance that's in almost every state. We don't do it. We have a little bit of coal in certain areas that we're at. We have a little bit of green fuel as far as ethanol in a few areas. You know, a couple little manufacturing plants for filters. But it's not a consistency like textiles or like how tobacco used to be. We need to come together on something like that, and we need to demand that on our congressman as far as what the hell you're doing up there. We put you in office, and they're getting a six-figure salary. Yes, they're getting a six-figure salary. And, you know, with this budget, if they do want to freeze the government, it doesn't say it's their paycheck. And, you know, they're not going to write anything in there and say, we will not pay ourselves if we shut down the government. That's one thing that needs to change, too. When they make decisions like that, that's a selfish act. But I do want to leave you off with one thing that I want everyone to know. If you're a Christian believer and you do read the Bible, one thing I do want to point out here, Matthew 22:37-39, I want you to think about it, and I'm going to walk off the show here. And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbors as yourself. I want you to take that in mind and think about it. Love your neighbors as yourself. So the stuff that we're doing that's going on in our nation, we got to change that. We need to do a 180 and get better at what we're doing. But other than that, I thank you for tuning to the show. Again, my name is Evan. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. You can go there, listen to this show, go back and listen to any other shows they have. I want to start gearing shows towards Sundays. That way I think more people can listen up, because I think some people are not able to just jump on. But if you missed the show, you can always go back and listen to the show or the show before that. It's always on Blog Talk Radio, and I've been doing this. I'm not going to stop. I'm really passionate about things like this. I really want to get things out to the people so they can understand what's going on. And like Mr. LeBron used to say, we're not telling you to go in one direction. We're not telling you to go in. We just want to present the facts and tell it how it is and how it's going to affect people. Other than that, also, you can go to nb_truth@yahoo.com. That's my email. You can request special guests if you want to be on a show. You can host it as well, too. I will have a few other people coming on, and I will be starting to promote the show heavily. Well, that am I. Stay blessed, stay true. Keep your eyes on everything as far as what's going on. Don't take everything at face value. Please don't, because that's how people get tricked up. Other than that, stay blessed. Thank you.